彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
他们离弃正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loves the wages of unrighteousness.
十六节，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴，以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
这边特别请注意，就十五节提到巴兰的路。
Here, let's focus on verse 15. It says the way of Balaam.
我们都知道，现在是末后的时代。
We all know that right now is the time of it is the last day.
主来的日子，回来的日子。非常非常的近。
The Lord is coming very soon.
那有一件事情在圣经里面特别提醒我们，在主回来之前，我们可能会碰到的一个问题。
And the Lord has specifically warned us about something that would happen before His coming.
我们知道，当以色列人离开埃及，经过四十年准备要进入迦南的时候，他们碰到一件事情。
We know that the Israelites, when they were wandering. For 40 years in the wilderness, when they left Egypt, they faced something.
我们知道神领他们出埃及，旷野不是他们的目的。
We know that when God led them out of Egypt, the wilderness was not the destination.
进迦南才是他们的目的。
Their purpose was to enter into Canaan.
但他们在旷野经过了四十年，正准备要进迦南的时候。
However, they were in the desert.For 40 years, right before they entered into Canaan,
就发生了这个先知巴兰的事件。
This incident of Balaam happened.
而且圣经上用了好几章的圣经来描述这件事情。
And the Bible actually used many chapters to describe this incident.
而且很奇妙的，我们发现，当巴兰要准备去咒诅以色列人的时候。他骑的驴居然跟他说话。
And amazingly, when Balaam was on his way to curse the Israelites, his donkey spoke as a man.
而且不仅如此，我们发现，不仅民数记用了好几章在形容这个事件。
Not only that, we saw that not only in numbers, the numbers used many chapters to describe this incident.
而且我们看见，生命记也有提到这件事情。
We noticed that Deuteronomy also recorded this.
而且约书亚记也提到
Joshua also mentioned this.
尼希米记也提到
The book of Nehemiah also mentioned this.
甚至先知书弥迦书也提到
And even the book of Micah.
所以这件事情神特别要我们注重他用了这么多的篇幅来描写这件事情这件事情跟我们非常有关系
So God has spent so many words in describing this incidentBecause he wants us to pay attention to them.
因为这正是以色列人准备要进迦南的时候发生的事情。
Because this happened right before they entered into the land of Canaan.
而且许多人因着这件事情跌倒，没有办法进迦南。
And many people failed because of this incident, and they were not able to enter into Canaan.
迦南他们已经来到了门口，却不能进入。
They were right at the door of Canaan, and yet they cannot enter.
整个巴兰的事件。新约用了三个角度来形容。
The entire incident of Balaam was recorded in three different places in the New Testament.
而且这三处的圣经呢，都提到末后时代的教会。
And all three books mentioned about the last days conditions of the church.
所以这跟我们今天非常有很大的关系。
So this has a very this is very important to us today.
那在新约第一卷提到，就是我们刚才所读的彼得后书，这里提到了巴兰的路。
The first place in the New Testament that was recording this was in 2 Peter, as we read earlier, the way of Balaam.
我们知道彼得在提到这里的时候，提到在末后的时代，特别有假先知跟假师父起来引进 陷害人的异端。
And here we know that in 2 Peter, Peter was talking about the false prophets and the false teachers in the last days who will come to deceive people.
那巴兰的路呢，就是这些人所走的路。
And the way of Balaam is in fact the way that these people walked.
换句话说，如果我们不小心，我们也会被引到异端，走错了路。
So if we are not careful, we will also be led into heresy.
我们知道巴兰。讲圣经上讲到巴兰的时候呢，称他为出卖先知的职分，他的路就是出卖的先知的职分。
And we know that in the New Testament, when Balaam is mentioned, we are told that he was the one who betrayed the prophets.
而且呢，在这里提到巴兰的路的时候呢，他叫我们特别要小心，因为我们非常的容易也被陷进在这一条路里面。
And so we were told that we need to be careful because it's very easy for us to also fall into that state.
在这里虽然提到他是先知，但在旧约里面特别提到他是术士，就 diviner.
So in the New Testament, we were told that he was a prophet, but in the Old Testament, we actually told that he was a diviner.
所以我们要注意这里提到的乃是巴兰的路。
So we need to focus on the way of Balaam.
我们接下来看犹大书的第二卷，也是讲到末后的书。
And let's turn to Jude. It's also a book about the last days.
犹大书第十一节。
Jude, verse 11.
启示录前面的犹大书。
Jude is the book right in front of Revelation.
十一节的中间特别提到一段话，他说：“又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔。”
In the middle of verse 11, it says, "Have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit."
所以这里看见巴兰的错谬。
So here we saw the error of Balaam.
刚才是巴兰的路，现在是巴兰的错谬。
Earlier we saw the way of Balaam. Now we see the error of Balaam.
为着利益，他往巴兰的错谬里直奔。
Have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit.
这里圣灵用很重的字。说他们是直奔，就又快又急的往这个错谬里奔去。
So here the Holy Spirit used a very strong word because they were running greedily after this era of Baal.
为的是利益的关系。
And it's more profit.
所以在这里给我们看见，如果我们对利益、对钱财没有彻底的对付，即使我们可能有祷告、有寻求、有等候，但我们还会走错路。
So here, if we have not dealt with money or greed completely, then we will be, although we're praying, we're seeking after the Lord, we can still be going the wrong way.
等一下我们会看见巴兰，他有等候，有祷告，有寻求，但他仍然走错了路。
Because we saw in this incident of Balaam, he waited before the Lord, he prayed, and he sought after the Lord, and yet he still went the wrong way.
然后我们来看启示录第二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 2.
所以你看这三卷书都跟末后的时代有很大的关系。
And we see that all three books are related to the last days.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balaam to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality.
所以这里特别提到了巴兰的教训。
Here it says the doctrine of Balaam.
所以我们看见有巴兰的路，有巴兰的错谬。有巴兰的教训。
We see the way of Balaam, the era of Balaam, and now the doctrine of Balaam.
圣经告诉我们，在末后的时代，我们很可能是随着自己的情欲增添许多的师父。
And in the last day, the Bible tells us that many will follow their own flesh, their own desires to have many teachers.
这也给巴兰的教训铺了路。
And so this paved the way for the doctrine of Balaam.
他说巴兰的教训呢，就好像绊脚石放在以色列人的面前。
The doctrine of Balaam is like putting a stumbling block before the children of Israel.
我们知道他迦南已经在门口了，但是呢，他们被这个绊脚石摔一跤。
We see that they were already at the entrance of Canaan, and yet they were stumbled by the stumbling block.
就在门口了，结果他摔了一跤就进不去了。
They were right at the door, and yet because they stumbled, they were not able to enter in.
我们知道主马上就要回来了。
We know that the Lord is coming back very soon.
国度就已经在前面了。
The kingdom is right in front of us.
但仇敌常常在，就在这最后的时候，他放一个绊脚石在你前面，让你跌倒。
But the enemy often put a stumbling block right in front of us that we would stumble and not be able to enter.
这绊脚石他说到两件事情，一个就是吃祭偶像之物，一个是行奸淫的事。
This stumbling block is speaking of two things. One is to eat things sacrificed to idols.And the other one is to commit sexual immorality.
我们知道在旧约的时候，神最恨恶的两件事就是这两件事情。
We know that in the Old Testament, the two things that God hates the most is these two things.
那在新约就是属灵的意义来讲。
And in the New Testament, according to spiritual viewpoint,
意思就是说，吃祭偶像之后，就是说与别的宗教调和。
To eat things sacrificed to idols means to be mixed with the other religions.
你看，在末后的时代，宗教的确有统一的迹象。
And we see that in the last days, indeed, all the religions were being united, unified.
第二件讲到行奸淫的事，就属灵的意思来讲，与世界调和。
And to commit sexual immorality, if we look at it spiritually, it means that we are committing adultery with this world.
所以在这末后的时代，神好像特别。要记得这件事情，就巴兰的这个事件来教导我们一些事情。
So in the last days, we see that God is using the incident of Balaam to teach us something.
所以我盼望我们今天能够从巴兰的事件里面，我们来学一点功课。我们翻开《民数记》第二十二章开始。
So today, may we learn something from the incident of Balaam, and we'll start with Numbers.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
二十二章一开始告诉我们，他说以色列人起行，在摩押平原约旦河东，对着耶利哥安营。
We see in verse 1, then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho.
现在他是对着耶利哥安营，换叫他们准备要进迦南。
We see here that they were right across from Jericho. In other words, they were right about to enter into Canaan.
这个时候就发生了下面的事情。
And then this happened right after that.
他说以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事，希波的儿子巴勒都看见了。
In verse 2, we see that now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites.
那他们做了什么事呢？就是他们之前刚刚好打了一次非常重要的胜仗。
And what happened? Well, they just defeated the enemies mightily.
就这时候。巴勒就是摩押王看见了，他害怕了。
And so here, what happened was Balak, the king of Moab, saw it, and he was terrified.
就很多时候，我们有一次属灵的征战得胜，常常是我们放松的时候。
Many times when we have a spiritual victory, that's when we are loosened up.
但是常常就在这个时候，我们可能会面临一个更危险、更可怕的战争。
And oftentimes, when this happened, that we would face an even more scary battle.
我们记得亚伯拉罕打败了四王回来的时候。
We saw that after Abraham defeated the four kings.
如果不是麦基洗德来迎接他，给他祝福。
If it wasn't because Melchizedek came to greet him and give him blessing.
他可能很快的就要有一个大的失败。
He could have fallen into a big defeat.
因为我们知道索多玛王那时候用笑脸来迎接他。
Because we know that the king of Sodom greeted him with a smile.
因着麦基洗德给他的祝福，使他有能力拒绝索多玛给他的诱惑。
Because of the blessing of Melchizedek, that he had the strength to resist the temptation of the king of Sodom.
我们的大卫有了许多重大的胜利。
We saw that David also had many victories.
他战胜了非利士人。
He defeated the Philistines.
摩押人。
The Moabites.
亚门人。
The Amorites.
亚兰人。
The Amalekites.
Syrian.
Oh, the Syrians.
就在这个时候，他有一次大的失败。
And at that time, he had a big defeat.
他不但夺了人家妻子，也杀了人家丈夫。
He not only took somebody's wife, but he also murdered the husband.
所以常常在一次征战的得胜之后呢，可能就会有一次大的、重大的失败。
So oftentimes after a big victory, there would be a big failure.
就在这个时候，民数记得这个时候呢，你看有一个仇敌的阴谋在这里运行。
So over here we see the trap of the enemy.
这时候摩押人呢，因为摩押人因为以色列人甚多，就大大的惧怕，他们内心忧急，就对米甸的长老说。现在这众人要把我们视为所有的一切舔净，如牛舔净田园的草一般。
And here it says that Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were many, and Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up all that is around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time.
就在这个时候。以色列人准备要进迦南的时候呢，你看本来这件事情跟摩押王一点关系都没有，但是摩押王害怕，就找了米甸的长老一起来商量这件事情。
So this happened right before they entered into Canaan. Originally, it has nothing to do with the king of the Moab, and yet he was scared, so he consulted the elders of the Midian.
结果这时候呢，他们就去远方找了一个术士，就是巴兰，来咒诅以色列人。
And so therefore, they went a long way to go search for Balaam. He was a soothsayer and asked him to come.
你知道很奇妙的就是说这整件事情接下来发生的事情以色列人完全不知道。
And all that happened after this, the Israelites were not aware of it.
所以在这里有一个征战。
So here is a battle.
以色列人却不知道。
But the Israelites did not know about it.
如果不是神为他们征战，他们可能马上就失败。
If it wasn't God who was fighting for them, they would have been defeated right away.
因为当时这一个术士或者这个先知巴兰呢，在那个时代是非常有名的人。
Because this diviner or the prophet Balaam was very famous at that time.
而且非常有能力。
And he was very powerful.
因为众人都看见了，他如果祝福谁，谁就蒙祝福。他咒诅谁，谁就蒙咒诅。
Because everyone saw that whoever he blessed is blessed, and whoever is cursed is cursed.
巴兰所代表背后的世界是一个黑暗的权势。
The world that Balaam represents is the world of darkness.
很奇妙的是，弟兄姊妹，如果这个人在这里咒诅以色列
，Amazingly, if this person was cursing Israel.
如果神不干手干预的话，你想以色列人会受咒诅吗
？If God's hand is not there to interrupt it, do you think the Israelites will be cursed?
换句话说，你看今天在很多黑暗的世界里面、偶像的世界里面，他们的咒诅真的有能力吗
？So today we see in the power of darkness, we see in idolatry. Do you think these idols have power?
我们来看一处圣经，告诉我们答案。
Take a look at one verse.
约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我不肯听巴兰的话，所以他倒为你们年年祝福。这是神讲的话啊！这样我便救你们。救你们脱离巴勒的手。
Here we said that this is what God said, but I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand.
你看，从这句话的意思告诉我们啊，如果神没有为他们祝福
，So from this verse we saw that if God did not bless them,
他们可能在这个咒诅底下没有办法脱离巴勒的手。
Then they would not be able to be delivered from the hand of Balaam.
所以在这个黑暗的权势里面，的确是有力量。
So we see that in this power of darkness, there is indeed power.
这个咒诅是带着能力的。
This curse is with power.
所以许多人在黑暗的权势底下受咒诅， 他的确你看见这些咒诅是临到他的身上。
And we see that there are people who are under the curse of this darkness, and there is indeed that power behind that.
连神的话都说，如果不是神干预的话呢，他们就落在这个咒诅底下。
Because even God Himself said it. If God did not bless them, God did not God did not interrupt what happened, then they will be under this curse.
所以这是一件非常特别的事情。
So this is something very special.
这常常不是我们所能够了解的。
This is something that we could not understand.
甚至以色列人都不知道发生的事情。
Even the Israelites were unaware of the situation.
但是感谢主，今天我们是在基督里面。
But today we are in Christ.
所以这些咒诅是没有办法临到我们的。
These curses cannot come upon us.
因为神亲自在保守我们。
Because God is there to keep us.
但是你看，如果不在基督的里面，这个咒诅常常是有作用的。
However, if when we are not in Christ, then this curse would have a power.
所以这一个人，巴兰，在当时是非常有名而且有能力的人。
So we saw here that Balaam was powerful.
这也告诉我们，你知道，我们在我们平常说话的时候，我们非常要注意我们的口。
So it tells us that when we speak, we got to be very careful with our words.
所以圣经上叫我们不要说咒诅的话。
Do not say words of curse.
要说造就人的好话。
We need to say words that can build others up.
因为在看不见的世界里面，我们的话常常带着能力的。
Because in this world that is unseen, our words is actually full of power.
当我们祝福的时候呢，你看祝福就临到。
When we bless, others are blessed.
当我们咒诅的时候呢，你看常常引发咒诅的效应。
And when we curse, indeed there is the power of curse.
好，这个时候，这些摩押的长老和米甸的长老，他们就来找这个巴兰，带着那些礼金来找巴兰。
So here we saw that the elders of the Moabites and the Midianites they came to Balaam with the diviner's fee.
第九节说到，神临到巴兰那里说，在你这里的人都是谁？
Verse 9 says, then God came to Balaam and said, who are these men with you?
神不是不知道他们是谁，神每一次问话的时候呢，就是把事情的真相给显明出来。
It's not because God does not know who they were, but when God asks a question, He always wants to reveal the truth to us.
我们知道后来巴兰说，这些人就是被巴勒所打发来，要想来咒诅以色列民的。
So we see here that Balaam said that these are the people that Balaam has sent to curse the Israelites.
十二节，神就对巴兰说：“你不可同他们去。”也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
And so, verse 12, God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed."
根据《申命记》二十三章告诉我们。
We see from Deuteronomy chapter 23.
他告诉我们说，神所以要把这个咒诅变成祝福，是因为神爱以色列民。
We saw here that the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you.
所以巴兰早上起来就对巴勒的使臣说，你们回本地去吧，因为耶和华不容我和你们同去。
So when Balaam rose in the morning, he said to the princes of Balaam, go back to your land for the Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you.
换句话说，他想去，但是神不让他去。
In another word, it says that he wants to go, however, God would not allow him to go.
巴兰是一个贪爱钱财的先知。
We saw that Balaam was a prophet after money.
所以他看到这么多的钱来了以后呢，他想去，但他心也动，但是神不让他去。
So when he saw all this money, he really wanted to go, but then God would not allow him to go.
这时候他们又派了更多更尊贵的人，带着更多的钱财，给他更多的尊荣。请他去。
And so therefore, Balak again sent many princes more numerous and more honorable to invite Balak to go.
十八节，巴兰就回答巴勒的臣仆说：“巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行事大小也不得越过耶和华我神的命令。”
So verse 18, we see that Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold.I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more.
你看，巴兰多属灵。
We see how spiritual Balaam is here.
他说：“耶和华我神的命令，我不敢超过。”
He said, "I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God."
但接下来你看他怎么讲的，十八节，他现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知耶和华还要对我说什么。
However, pay attention to 19. He further on says, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me.
所以一方面他很属灵，他说我绝对不会容越过耶和华我神的命令，但是请你们，拜托你们留下来，等我看问问看还有没有新的话。
So on one hand, he seems very spiritual and said that I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord. And yet he's asking them, please stay here so that I can find out what more words the Lord would have to say.
这是什么？这是属灵的自欺。
This is what? This is spiritual deceitfulness.
那很多时候我们向着神有同样的祷告。
And oftentimes we have prayer like this before.
我们明明知道这件事情不是神所喜欢的。
On one hand, we know very clearly that something is not pleasing to God.
但是我们还要继续的求问，继续求问，一直等到神答应为止。
However, we keep on pleading with Him, until He answers us.
很多时候，我们想要从弟兄姊妹得到帮助。
And oftentimes, we want to get help from brothers and sisters.
我们从许多的弟兄姊妹来求问。
And we ask many brothers and sisters.
一直问到有一位，他讲的跟我想的一样。
And we keep asking and asking until somebody agrees with us.
我们就觉得这的确是出于神的旨意。
And so we say, oh, this is indeed a confirmation from God.
这是什么？这是属灵的自欺。
This is spiritual deceitfulness.
所以在这里我们看见巴兰的路在这个地方，他虽然明白神的心意，但是呢，他还拜托他们再等一等，看我能不能再寻到更多的话。
So here we saw the way of Balaam. Although he was clear on God's will, yet he was still waiting and waiting for God to speak more.
所以当夜，神就临到巴兰那里说：“这些人若来招你，你就起来同他们去。你只要遵行我对你所说的话。”
And so therefore God came to Balaam at night and said to him, "If the man come to call you, rise and go with them. But only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do."
你看，现在神允许他了。神说：“如果人来招你，你就同他们去。”
So here God let him do it, and he said that if the man comes to call you, then rise and go with them.
你看二十一，他说巴兰早晨起来，背上驴和摩押的使臣就一同去了。
And so verse 21, we saw that Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab.
巴兰迫不及待的去了。
And Balaam cannot wait; he just went.
神说，如果这些人再来招你，再跟你讲话。你就去，结果呢？他问都没问，早上一起来就带着驴就走了。
And so God told him that if they come to call you again, then you rise and go with them. However, Balaam, he didn't even wait for them to ask. He rose early, saddled his donkey, and went with them.
这是什么？这就是往巴兰的错谬直奔。
What is this? This is running towards the error of Balaam.
所以神就因他去了就发怒。
And so therefore God's anger was aroused because he went.
神答应他可以去，如果人家来找你的话。
God told him that you could go if they come and ask you.
就人家还没有跟他讲话，他第二天带着驴就走了。
However, the next morning, the people didn't even come to call him. And he himself rose early, saddled his donkey and left.
而且神也知道，后来他不但要祝福以色列人，因为神叫他祝福，而且他也献了诡计。
And so later on, we saw that not only that he blessed the Israelites because God told him to, but he set the trap.
其实我们看见很奇妙的就是，当他骑着驴在走的时候，驴看见了耶和华的使者，但是巴兰没有看见。
So we saw amazingly while he was on his way there that the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, but Balaam didn't see the angel.
为什么驴可以看得见，他看不见呢？
How come the donkey saw the angel and the Balaam didn't see him?
因为他的眼睛被蒙蔽了。
Because his eyes were dim.
被什么蒙蔽呢？就是被财物、被尊荣给蒙蔽了。
Dim by what? It was dim by the greed of money and greed of honor.
所以什么时候我们在主之外还有其他的贪求，我们的眼睛就被蒙蔽。
So any time when our desires also have the word after other things, our eyesight will be dim.
为什么清心的人有福呢？因为他们可以看见神。
Why is it that those who have pure in heart are blessed? Because they can see God.
为什么常常我们眼睛被蒙蔽呢？因为我们在主之外还有所爱念的。
Why is it that our eyes are blurred because we oftentimes love other things aside of the Lord.
我们知道结果呢，因为驴看见他以后呢，看见耶和华的使者手中有刀，他就从路间就来走到了田间。
And so therefore the donkey, when he saw the sword in the hand of the angel of the Lord, he ran into the field.
就巴兰就打他的驴子。
And so Balaam hit the donkey.
后来我们又看见巴兰的驴呢，把他带着靠着墙走，墙边走，使他脚受伤了，就他又打驴。
And so we saw that later on, the donkey walked against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot. And so therefore he struck the donkey again.
接下来我们又看见他的驴呢，就卧在巴兰的底下，巴兰就发怒，用杖打驴。
And so we saw later on, the donkey laid down under Balaam. And Balaam was angry, and so he struck the donkey again with his staff.
就很多时候，我们就像巴兰这样。
And oftentimes we are like Balaam.
神在环境上已经显出了很多证据出来，但是我们不但没有谦卑，我们反而越来越厉害，就好像巴兰在那打驴一样。
But oftentimes God used circumstances to speak to us. And yet, not only that we were not humble, we were so proud that we would be like Balaam and hit the donkey.
就耶和华神就叫驴子开口对巴兰说话。
And therefore God told the donkey to speak to Balaam.
我不知道当时巴兰的感觉怎么，驴子居然可以跟他讲话。
I don't know how Balaam felt at that point because the donkey could actually speak.
这里巴兰对驴说，因为你戏弄我，我恨不得手中有刀把你杀了。你看巴兰这个样子。
And here we saw the response of Balaam. Balaam said to the donkey, because you have abused me, and I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would have killed you.
所以在这里给我们看见神把巴兰跟驴做个对比。
Here we saw that there was a contrast that God used between Balaam and the donkey.
神可以用巴兰说话，神也可以用驴子说话。
God can use Balaam to speak. God can also use the donkey to speak.
所以很多时候我们的话也许是对的，但我们人不对。
Oftentimes our words might be right, but our heart might not be right.
神可以用我们来说话，就像神用驴子来说话。
God can use us to speak, just like God is using the donkey to speak.
但是我们的人在神面前对不对，那是另外一回事。
However, whether we are right before the Lord is another matter.
所以我们必须要在神面前谦卑。
So we need to be humble before God.
在这里，驴的眼睛可以看见，而巴兰的眼睛却是瞎的。
Here we saw that the donkey's eyes were open, and yet Balaam's eyes were blind.
换句话说呢，巴兰连驴都不如。
So in other words, Balaam was not even like the donkey.
在圣经上用驴来代表我们硬的景象。
And the Bible oftentimes used the donkey to talk about us being stiff-necked.
但你在这里看见巴兰的景象比这个驴还硬。
Here we saw that Balaam's neck is more stiff than this donkey.
但是不管怎么样，结果呢，因着神开了巴兰的眼睛，所以巴兰就看清了整个事情。
No matter what happened here, but we saw that the Lord opened Balaam's eyes and he saw what had happened.
结果后来神允许他继续前去，只要照着神的话来说。
So then we saw that God allowed him to keep going, but that he has to speak only what the Lord speaks.
到了二十二章的末了，我们就看见巴勒就把巴兰领到了巴利的高处，从那里观看以色列的营界。
So we saw in the end that Balaam took Balaam to the high places of Baal, and from there he might observe the extent of the people.
那巴利的高处常常是他们敬拜偶像的地方。
The high places of Baal is where they worship idols.
结果二十三章我们就看见呢，巴兰就要求巴勒筑了七座坛啊，在那预备七只公牛、七只公羊。
So we see in chapter 23 that Balaam told Balak, build seven altars for me here, and prepare for me here seven bulls and seven rams.
结果在第四节我们看见神就引荐了巴兰，然后巴兰说，我预备了七座坛，在每座坛上献了一只公牛、一只公羊。
And in verse 4, we saw that God met Balaam, and he said to him, I have prepared the seven altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram.
那在这里我们看见所谓的巴兰的错谬。
Here we also saw the error of Balaam.
巴兰因着财物，他的心被移动。
So we saw that Balaam was tempted by the greed of money.
但他认为神会因着他的祭物，神的心也会转变。
But he thought that because of the sacrifice, that God's heart will be changed.
所以他预备了，你看，他跟神讲，我预备了七座坛，每座坛都献公牛跟公羊。
So he prepared for God seven altars, and also for each altar seven bulls and seven rams.
其实耶和华就将话传给巴兰，在原文是说，耶和华把话放在巴兰的口里面。
And in the original language, we know that God put word in Balaam's mouth.
换句话说，现在巴兰所讲的话呢，是神给他的话。
So in other words, all the words that came forth from Balaam were God's word.
所以他就开始作诗了。
So therefore, he started his oracle.
第七节他讲。巴兰便提起诗歌说：“巴勒引我出亚兰，摩押王引我出东山，说来呀，为我咒诅雅各，来呀，辱骂以色列。神没有咒诅的，我焉能咒诅？耶和华没有辱骂的，我焉能辱骂
？”Verse seven, and he took up his oracle and said, "Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel."How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?
所以他本来是要来咒诅的。
So originally he came for the purpose to curse.
本来是要来辱骂的。
Originally he came to denounce.
但是神把他转变成祝福。
And yet God turned the curse into blessing.
他说我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
And he said, For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
所以这里给我们看见以色列民是被分别出来，在神的眼中是圣洁的子民。
So here we saw that the Israelites were a set apart nation. They were a holy nation before God.
这今天我们在世界的地位。
This is our position in this world today.
谁能数点雅各的尘土，谁能计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之始而始，我愿如一人之终而终。
Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number one fourth of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my hand be like his.
所以在这里看见，神应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔要像海中的沙这么多，地上还。尘沙这么多，像天上的星这么多。
And so we saw that it's like the promise to Abraham that his descendants will be as many as the sands and also as many as the stars in the sky.
说谁能计算以色列的四分之一
？So here it says, who can count number one fourth of Israel?
换句话，他在这个高处能够看到的最多是四分之一，但这四分之一呢，他都没有办法数尽。
And in other words, what it says is that when he's at this high place, he only saw one fourth of the Israelites. But even this one fourth, he cannot count.
然后他心里面有一个羡慕。
And in his heart, there was a desire.
我愿如一人之始而死，我愿如一人之终而终。
And so he said, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let me end, and let my end be like this."
这是以色列人的结局。
This is the end of Israelite.
他羡慕这个结局。
And he desired to end his life like this.
所以我们看见这第一次他做的诗歌，本来是要咒诅的，结果反而变成祝福。
So we see that this was his first oracle. Originally he came to curse, but it turned into a blessing.
这一次，巴勒一看他不但没有咒诅，反而祝福了，就带他到另外一个地方。这个地方他只能看到一小步边上的人而已。
And so Balak saw that Balaam was not able to curse, so he sent him to a different place, and over this place he can only see very few people.
所以他认为，如果看到的人很少，大概就比较容易祝福。
So therefore he thought that if there are very few people there, then it might be easier for him to curse.
所以他又来到了一个山顶。
So he came to the top of a mountain again.
你知道这些术士啊，他们。常常在山顶上做法术。
And we see that diviners often do their job on the top of the mountain.
为什么？因为跟他们观星象、看风水有关系。
Why? Because it's kind of related to 风水。
但是我们知道这个神干预这件事情，所以这时候巴兰呢做了第二首诗歌。
So we saw that God's hand intervened again, and Balaam spoke his second oracle.
这十八节所说的，巴兰就提诗歌说，巴勒你起来听，西波的儿子你听我言，神非人必不知说谎，也非人子必不知后悔，他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？
Verse 18, then he took up his oracle and said, Rise up, Balak, and listen. Listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?
然后你看二十节，我奉命祝福，神也曾赐福。此事我不能翻转。
In verse 20, we see that, Behold, I have received the command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
我们看见巴兰，即使想翻转这个祝福，他也没有办法。
So we see that although Balaam wants to reverse the blessing, he cannot do it.
为什么呢？因为神非人，必不知说谎，也非人子，必不知后悔。他说话一定要照着行。
Why is it? Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it?
就二十一节他就说，我他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
So verse 21, he has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him.And the shout of a king is among them.
你看这句话、啊、告诉我们，从神的观点跟我们的观点看事情常常不一样。
So here we see that God's point of view is oftentimes different from our own point of view.
他未见雅各中有罪孽，我们可以在雅各中找到很多的罪孽。
God has not observed iniquity in Jacob. We see a lot of iniquities in Jacob.
他也未见以色列中有奸恶，但是你看我们看到好多奸恶。
Nor has he seen.Wickedness in Israel, but we saw a lot of wickedness in Israel.
而且巴勒也看得到，看着摩押王巴勒。
And even Balak, the king of Moab, he saw that.
摩押所代表在圣经里就代表我们的肉体。
Moab in the Bible represents our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在我们的肉体里面看弟兄姊妹，我们发觉他们好多的错误。
If we look at our brothers and sisters in the flesh, then we see a lot of failures.
这就是为什么。我们喜欢论断的原因。
This is why we like to judge.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们有神的眼光来看，他们中间没有罪恶。
But brothers and sisters, if we look at them with God's viewpoint, then God does not see this.
神在弟兄姊妹身上所看见的是基督的荣美。
Brothers and sisters, God saw the beauty of Christ in brothers and sisters.
而且神是用永远的眼光来看。
And God.Look at it from an eternal viewpoint.
今天我们看再软弱的弟兄，有一天他要被磨成神儿子的形象。
We see the weakness in our brothers and sisters, but one day they will be conformed to the image of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们在肉体中来看弟兄姊妹的话，你看我们看见的都是人家的拦阻。
However, if we see our brothers and sisters from our flesh, then we only saw difficulties.
他说为什么会这样子？因为耶和华他的神和他同在。
Why?Because the Lord Jehovah is with them.
然后有欢呼王的声音，这是讲了基督说的。
And the shout of a king is among them. This is speaking of Christ.
然后这边讲了他们出埃及，他们有野牛之力，断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。
And so we saw here that for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor is there any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, Oh, what God has done.
所以你在这里看见了。没有法术，没有占卜的可以害以色列人。
We see that there is no sorcery nor divination against Israel.
感谢主，没有这些可以害我们。
Thank the Lord, none of this can harm us.
为什么？因为神在他们中间。
Why? Because the Lord is in their midst.
然后他证明起来，仿佛母狮挺身，好像公狮，未曾吃野食，未曾喝被伤者之血，绝不躺卧。
Look, the people rises like a lion.And lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain.
这都想到神的能力在他们中间。
It speaks of the power of God among them.
现在巴勒说你不要咒诅他们，但也不要为他们祝福。
So here Balak said that neither curse them at all nor bless them.
巴勒说我带你到别的地方去。
And so he said, let's go to a different place.
你知道仇敌常常从各种的角度要找出他们的弱点。
So the enemy often use different areas to bring out our weak points.
然后我们就看见神的灵又再一次降在亚兰的身上。
And so we see that the Spirit of God again lay upon Balaam.
然后就有第三首的诗歌。
And so he wrote his third oracle.
我们知道这整个这个故事总有七首诗歌。
We saw that in the entire story, there were 7 oracles.
这第三首诗歌我们看见，就是说，他说第三节，他便提起诗歌说，比尔的儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的人说，得听神的言语，得见全能者的异象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说。
And so in verse 3, we saw that he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes opened wide.
这里是巴兰自己的经历。
Here is Balaam's own experience.
因为他本来是眼睛闭住的。
Because his eyes were blinded.
在22章31节，神开了他的眼睛。
Chapter 22, verse 31, God opened his eyes.
他看见了全能者的异象，他眼目睁开，他扑倒在地。
So he saw the vision of the Almighty, and he fell down.
弟兄姐，我们需要在神的面前扑倒，我们的眼睛才会开。
We need to fall down before God so that our eyes may be open.
我们知道扫罗就是后来的保罗，本来是有许多他可以夸口的。
We saw that Saul, later on who became Paul, he had many things that he can boast of.
但是他的眼睛是瞎的。
But his eyes were blinded.
他虽然认识旧约神的话，但是他不认识神。
Although he knew the scripture in the Old Testament, and yet he did not know God.
一直等到有一天，他在神面前扑倒了，外面的眼睛瞎了，里面的眼睛看见了。
Until one day he fell down before God, his eyes were blinded, and yet the eyes in his heart were open.
我们可以知道有许多关于神的知识。
We can know many knowledge about God.
我们可以有很多美好的传统。
We can have many traditions.
甚至有很多正确的教导。
We can have many right teachings.
但是这些到后来，有可能变成宗教。
And yet in the end, these may become just religion.
你知道宗教有个特点，它不能够释放人，它只能捆绑人。
What is religion? Religion has a characteristic. It will only bind you up rather than freeing you.
所以我们只有在神的面前确实被破碎、被扑倒了，这些东西才能够被转变成，我们的眼睛才能够看见这个异象，就是基督自己。
Only when we come before the Lord that He can break us, that we will fall before Him and our eyes will be opened, that we will be able to see the vision of Christ.
然后你就看见第三首诗歌。
Then we saw the third oracle here.
而且一首诗歌比一首诗歌它的境界更高。
Each oracle become more in depth comparing to the previous one.
第五节他说，雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽。
Verse 5, how lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel.
就像在以色列人身上看见基督的荣美。
So here in the Israelites, they saw the loveliness of Christ.
接下来说，如接连的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木，水要从它的桶里流出，种子要撒在多水之处，它的王必超过亚甲，它的国必要振兴。
Like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. He shall pour water from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted.
所以这里不仅讲到基督的荣美，也讲到基督的丰富。
Here it not only speaks of the loveliness of Christ, but it also speaks of the abundance of Christ.
所以他的王要超过亚甲。
Because his king shall be higher than Agag.
我们知道这是讲了基督说的。
And we know that this is speaking of Christ.
那亚甲是谁呢？
Who is Agag?
我说亚甲是亚玛利的王。
Agag is the king of the Amorites.
亚玛利在后面的圣经提到，他是原为诸国之首。
They were the chief in all the nations.
而且亚玛利人是以色列出埃及以后第一个碰到的敌人。
The Amorites were the first. Amalekites were the first enemy that the Israelites faced after they left Egypt.
所以他的王就是基督，要超过这个亚甲。
And so we were told that his king Christ shall be higher than Agag.
他的国要振兴。
And his kingdom shall be exalted.
然后他说，神领他出埃及，他似乎有野牛之力，他要吞吃敌国，折断他们的骨头，用箭射透他们。他蹲如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like the wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them with his arrows. He bows down and he lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who will rouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you.
那出埃及说了他们过了逾越节。
So here is when they leave Egypt, is speaking of the Passover.
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
这是哥哥他的故事。
This is the story of Golgotha.
但接下来提到野牛，提到公狮母狮。
And later on, speak of the wild ox and the lioness and the lion.
这讲到五旬节的故事。
And it speaks of Pentecost.
所以讲到圣灵的能力。
It talks of the power of the Holy Spirit.
就后来我们知道巴勒非常的生气，结果巴兰要离开的时候，又给他做了诗歌。
And so we saw that Balaam was very angry. And so when he was about to leave, Balaam spoke another oracle.
第十五节所说的，他就提起诗歌说，比尔的儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的人说，得听神的言语，明白至高者的旨意，看见全能者的异象，眼目睁开而扑倒的说。
In verse 15, then he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam the son of Beor, and the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the word of God, and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes opened wide.
接下来就是第四首的诗歌了，要讲的。
And following that is the fourth oracle.
他说，我看他却不在现实，我望他却不在近日，有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必要打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。他必得以东为基业，又得仇敌之地西尔为产业。以色列必行事勇敢，有位出于雅各的必掌大权，他要除灭城中的余民。
Verse 17, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob.A subject shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of Tammuz. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also, his enemies, shall be a possession, while Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob, one shall have dominion, and destroy the remains of the city.
这里看见，我看他，你看这个他是指的基督说的，我看他却不在现实。
Here it says, I see him, but not now. That him refers to Christ.
然后又提到他，我望他却不在近日。
I behold him, but not near.
有心要出于雅各。
A star shall come out of Jacob.
我们知道后来主耶稣降生的时候，的确博士就看到了那个心。
And we saw that when Jesus was born, the three wise men saw the star.
有杖掌了权柄，要兴于以色列。
A scepter speaking of power.Shall rise out of Israel.
所以这里讲的都是很远的预言。
So it's a prophecy that is about to come.
然后他说，他要打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子，他要得以东为基业。
And it says, batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of Tammuz, and Edom shall be a possession.
那当主再回来的时候，摩押所预表的这个肉体，跟以东所预表的我们那个己，都要被他除去。
So in the end, when the Lord returns, Moab, which is to represent our flesh, and Edom, which represent ourselves, self-life, those will be destroyed by the Lord.
然后第二十节讲到第五首诗。
And then verse 20 speaks of the fifth oracle.
他说巴兰观看亚玛利，就提起诸国说，亚玛利原为诸国之首，但他终必沉沦。
It says Amalek was first among the nations, but shall be last until he perishes.
你看，这是亚玛利也讲到我们的肉体另外一方面。
The Amalekite speaks of a flesh offering.
然后第六首诗歌，巴兰观看基利人，就提起诗歌说：“你的住处本是坚固，你的巢窝坐在岩穴中。然而基利必致衰微，直到亚述把你掳去。”
Verse 21. The next oracle says that then he looked on the Kenites, and he took up his oracle and said, "Firm is your dwelling place, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be burned. How long until Asher?" Carries you away, captain.
这里提到基利跟亚述。
Here we are told about Cain and Asher.
谁是基利人呢
？Who is the Kenite?
我们知道摩西的岳父就是基利人的。
Moses' father-in-law was a Kenite.
而且呢，这个基利人就是跟我们前面所提到那个啊米甸是同样的一族人。
And we know that Kenites were also part of the Midianites.
所以这里对基利也提出了审判。
So here we see the judgment of the Kenites.
而且基利他本身就是住在迦南地的附近。
And they were people who dwell near Canaan.
所以之后呢，会有亚述兴起来。
And then later on, Asher will rise up.
我们知道亚述在圣经里面用预言来讲的话，它代表几个不同的民族。
And in the and we can see that Asher represents a few nations later on.
除了亚述本身预表亚述之外
，Asher represent Asher，
而且呢，亚述也代表巴比伦
，But it also talks about Babylon，
以及后来的马代波斯
，And also the Mesopotamia。
所以你就看见但以理书的预言呢，最早的雏形在这里出现。
So we see the prophecy of Daniel appear first here。
接着他又讲到第七个诗歌
，And then we saw the seventh oracle。
巴兰又提起诗歌说：“哀哉，神行这事，谁能得活？必有人乘船从基提界而来，苦害亚述，苦害希伯，他也必之沉沦。”
Verse 23. Then he took up his oracle and said, "Alas, who shall live when God does this? The ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus, and they shall afflict Asher and afflict Eber, and so shall Amalek until he perishes."
我们知道基提就是居比路，也就是塞浦路斯，就地中海的一个大岛。
And Cyprus, it's an island right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea.
这是讲到希腊跟罗马帝国的兴起。
It speaks of Greece and Roman.
他们要苦害亚述。
They would afflict Asher.
所以你看，后来巴比伦、马代波斯就被希腊跟罗马给取代。
We see Babylon and Mesopotamia were taken over by the Greeks and the Romans.
这边也提到希伯。
And here we are also told about Eber.
如果你读创世纪第十章，你就看见他的名字被提起。
If you read Genesis chapter 10, this name was being mentioned.
他们是闪的后代。
They were the descendants of.
闪含亚伯那个闪的后代。
Shem.
而且他的字啊，这希伯是。希伯来，后来的希伯来，那个希伯来就从这个字出来的。
And we see the word Hebrew came from this.
希伯来 Hebrew.
Hebrew came from this.
所以这个跟以色列将来发生关系的。
And so we see that this was related to the Israelite slavery.
所以我们看见在这里有一个很大的征战，是以色列人不知道的。
So there is a battle that was about to happen that the Israelites were not aware of.
他们刚刚打过胜仗。
They just had a big victory.
他们不知道有更大的征战在后面。
But they didn't know that there was a bigger battle coming.
是神为他们征战。
God was fighting for them.
他们已经来到了迦南的门口。
They were already right at the entrance of Canaan.
他们即将要进入迦南。
And they were about to enter into Canaan.
在长期的漂流之后，他们马上要达到目的地。
After all this time of wandering, they are almost there at the destination.
所以你看，现在有个绊脚石在他们前面。
And yet now there is the stumbling block in front of them.
许多人因着这个而失败。
And because of the stumbling block, many fail.
这就是二十五章所记载的。
This is what is recorded in chapter 25.
他们现在来到了十平，十平就是准备要过约旦河去迦南地的地方。
And now they have come to the Acacia Grove, which is where they are about to cross the River of Jordan.
结果呢，百姓就与摩押女子兴起淫乱。
And here we saw that the people committed adultery with the Midianite woman.
从前面我们只知道巴兰没有办法咒诅，结果他就回去了。
So we saw in the beginning what happened was Balaam was not able to curse, and so therefore he went home.
但等到我们读到民数记三十一章的时候，三十一章十六节，我们就看见，原来呢是二十五章所发生的事情是巴兰的计谋。
And we see later on in Numbers, chapter 31, that it was actually the trap of Balaam that these people failed.
换句话说，巴兰虽然没有办法咒诅以色列人，而且离开了。
So although Balaam was not able to curse the Israelites and he had left,
但后来还是被这些财物所打动。
And yet he was still moved by the greed of money.
所以他献了一个诡计。
So he offered a curse.
他知道神是忌邪的神。
He knew that God is a jealous God.
神是公义的神。
He is holy.
神也是圣洁的神。
God is righteous.
结果呢，他就出了一个下面这个诡计，使以色列的百姓跟这些吃祭偶像的物，而且拜他们的神。
And so therefore he came up with this trap so that the Israelites would eat the things sacrificed to idols and to commit adultery.
这就启示录二章所讲的那个绊脚石。
So this is the stumbling block mentioned in Revelation chapter 2.
这也是启示录所讲的巴兰的教训。
This is also the doctrine of mentioned of Balaam mentioned in Revelation.
所以我们就看见神的怒气就发作。
And so we see God's anger was aroused.
就吩咐摩西把所有的百姓中的族长给吊起来。
So therefore, God told Moses to hang all the leaders among the Israelites.
但这个时候正好发生了一件事情，就是说，当他们正在哀哭的时候，又有一个人带着一个旅店的米子又进去了。
So when all these things happened, there was this one man who brought a Midianite woman into the camp.
这时候我们就看见了亚伦的子孙有一个叫菲尼哈的，他就拿着枪把他们刺死。
And we saw that here there was a descendant of Aaron, Phinehas. He took the sword and killed the man.
所以以色列人的瘟疫就止息了。
And so therefore the plague was ended.
就有两万四千人死亡。
However, 24,000 men died.
第二点，你看看，他们已经到了门口，他们准备要进迦南。
They were right at the entrance. They were about to enter into Canaan.
就是因着一个教训，
but、
一个绊脚石，他们就跌倒。
But because of one doctrine, because of the stumbling block, they fail.
而且是两万四千人就这样死。
And 24,000 people died.
最近我们看见还有什么 swine flu， 猪什么猪瘟是不是
？Recently, we see the swine flu.
现在可以人传人。
This can be committed, transmitted between people.
所以现在各国都非常的紧张。
And all the nations are very scared.
因为以前曾经发生过一次这样的事件。
Because in the past, something like similar to this happened.
结果呢，全球有五千万人死亡。
And in the entire earth, about 50 million people died.
所以你看，这是非常严重的。
So this is very scary.
但对我们来讲呢，这些属灵的教训常常成为一个绊脚石。
And oftentimes the spiritual doctrine becomes a stumbling block.
就在主快回来。
Right before the Lord is about to return.
你知道，常常有一些这种绊脚石让我们跌倒。
And oftentimes there's some stumbling block that will cause us to fall.
与世界联合。
That we will.Bind ourselves with the world.
圣经上说，爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father would not be in him.
今天很多神家里的教训，让我们跟世界没有分别。
And oftentimes today, the doctrines in the house of God is not different from the world.
甚至很多地方与别的宗教也没有什么太大分别。
And many places, their teachings are not different from the other religions.
但在这里提到了腓尼哈，他有忌邪的心。
But here we see Phinehas, he has a heart that is jealous for God.
你看巴兰这么有恩赐的人，但他没有忌邪的心。
We saw Balaam, he was a man full of gifts, and yet he does not have that heart.
但是呢，我们在这里看见了腓尼哈，因着有忌邪的心，神就给他赐他平安的约。
However, we saw Phinehas, because he has the seal for the Lord.That God gave him peace.
神要把他和他的后裔作为永远当祭司职任的约给他。
God gave him his covenant of peace that it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood.
换句话说，今天我们侍奉，我们每一个都是侍奉神的人。
In other words, today we all serve the Lord.
因为我们都是君尊的祭司。
Because we are all priests before God.
神在我们身上盼望一件事情。
There's one thing that God desires.
就是祭邪的心。
That we would have a sound heart for the Lord.
最后我们看三十一章，民数记三十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
神对摩西说话。
God spoke to Moses.
而且神是要摩西归到他列祖之前，神叫他做的最后一件事情。
And before Moses was taken up, God did one more thing for Moses.
所以他说你要在米甸人身上报以色列人的仇。
He said that you need to go against the Midianites to take vengeance for the Lord.
结果我们看见腓尼哈带着每一个支派的一千人去征战，就消灭了他们。
And he saw that Phinehas, he took 1,000 men from each tribe, and they fought against the Midianites, and they destroyed them all.
甚至连巴兰他们也把他杀了。
And they also killed Balaam.
因为这些人都是有征战的灵。
Because these are men who have the spirit of warfare.
这些都是得胜者。
These are all overcomers.
这些人都有个共同点，就是有祭邪的心。
They all have this same thing, that is, they all have this zealous heart for the Lord.
神一方面因着他的圣洁，他向着以色列人发怒。
On one hand, because of God's holiness, he was angry with the Israelites.
但另外一方面呢，他要为以色列人来报这个仇。
And yet on the other hand, he also wants to take vengeance for the Israelites.
这是什么？这是神的公义。
This is God's holiness.
这就是弥迦书所讲的。我们来看一下弥迦书第六章。
This is what Micah says in chapter 6.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够找得到弥迦书。
I hope you can find the book of Micah.
在约拿书的后面。
It's after the book of Jonah.
弥迦书第六章第五节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 5.
我的百姓呢、啊、你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的谋和比尔的儿子巴兰回答他的话，并你们从实亭到吉甲所遇见的事，好使你们知道耶和华公义的作为。
O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab counseled, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him, from Acacia grows to Gilgal.That you may know the righteousness of the Lord.
所以看到了民数记三十一章，你就知道什么叫做耶和华公义的作为。
And so if you read from the numbers, then you know what the righteousness of the Lord is about.
所以整个事件提醒我们。
This entire incident teaches us.
我们与世俗必须要有分别。
That we must be set apart from this world.
我们必须与所有的宗教有分别。
We must be set apart from religion.
借着十字架来做分别的工作。
That through the cross, that there would be that work of separation.
让我们向着神有祭邪的心。
That we would have the zealous heart for the Lord.
单单的向着主要爱主。
That we would have a whole heart before the Lord to love Him.
这样永远不是神的那个祭司的职分，就是属于我们的。
That position of serving the Lord as a priest forever would be ours.
我们低头祷告。
Let's follow prayer.